Pash Kisavo, Toshinayim Dal. The parasha begins, O Yekisavo, El Ores, Hashem Hashem, Lai Kerozim, Lachonach, Lo Bishto, Vyashav, Lo, Lachachto, Me Reishis, Ko Priho, Adamo, Hashem Tovim, Mi Arzach, Hashem, Hashem, Lai Kerozim, Lo, Vesamto, Vatena, Vyalach, Lo, Lachom, Hashem, Hashem, Lai Kerozim, Lachom, Hashem, starts off with the Yisoid of Bikurim, Mitzvah Bikurim. There's a Lashon Chazal, I was looking for the Chazal, so it was a little bit late. The Lashon Chazal, that Bishvil Bikurim Nivra Ha'olam, Shanem Abreishis, Bor Elohim, Bishvil Reishis, Velokach, the May Reishis, Koprio Adomo, the Goddess of Bikurim, the Reishis, that Bikurim, for the mitzvah Bikurim, is Kedai the Ganze Briyas Ha'olam. See the Milo of Mitzvah Bikurim, what's the greatness of Mitzvah Bikurim? A guy has a field, he plants the fruits, he plants the trees, the fruits grow, he wraps a little thing, a piece of gami around the thing, and he brings up to Shalai, Bishvil Zed, the whole Ganze Welt was created. Second, we have to say the smichus, the end of Parshas Kiseitze, the end of the Parshas Amolek, and Parshas Kisavoy goes right into him in Bikurim, Ayin Balaturim, the Inyan of the smichus, with the smichus of Parshas Kisavoy to Inyan of Amolek, Inyan Bikurim. The Maiso, the Parsha of Bikurim, and Zuaf is Samachta Bechol HaToiv. The end of the parasha is Samachta Bechol HaToiv, Asher Nosa, Asher Alkecho, Levei Yisaecho. Here the Torah says, Samachta Bechol HaToiv, you should be happy with all the good. Bechol HaToiv, the Goddess of Bikurim, Samachta Bechol HaToiv, Yisaecho to the tremendous Simcha Bechol HaToiv, Os Epis, in the parasha that the Bikurim brings to this Madreig of Samachta Bechol HaToiv. The Archaim HaKadosh says it's going on Torah, that there's nothing greater than Torah, the Torah is called all the Torahs, that under Shmuz, over the Lord, Samachta B'chol HaToiv, that Dafka Bikurim brings to that level of Simcha. This is the Mile of Bikurim that brings to that level of Simcha. This week's parasha we also have later on, the parasha, the Gemara tells us that, Gemara Seif Megillah, Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says that Chazal were Masaka in the calendar, that we should read the Klolos towards the end of the year, Tichel Hashanah V'Kaloyseho, Tochel Hashanah V'Choyseho, and that's where we read the Teichecho, always towards the end of the year, twice a year. And the Gemara says, yeah, even when we read in the Parash Vayikra, it's right before, even when we read in the Parash Vayikra, it's right before Shavuos, we read the Teichecho, and Parash B'chor Kosei, I'm sorry about you, then the Parash B'chor, it's right before Shavuos. That's also Rosh Hashanah. Shana. And here also, the end of the year, we read the Parash of the Teichecho, Parash Kisavo, it starts off with the Parash of the Bikurim, but we go right into the Teichecho, and there's an Inyan to read it. And L'maisa, in this week's Teichecho, comes out with an unbelievable Chiddush of Oysa. It's a Pelah de Gezach, L'maisa. If you read the Teichecho, as Rashi says in the beginning of Parash Nitzavim, Rashi zogged that L'maisa, that Klal Yisrael was, their faces turned white. They read the Teichecho, 98 Klolos, they couldn't talk, they were mamish wiped out. They turned so white, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a Mathias them. The tremendous Teichecho, you're going to chas v'shalom eat your children's flesh, and you get to a madrega where your mamash eat your own flesh, and every single terrible thing that come upon Klal Yisrael. So you think of the worst aveirus possible is the gram for the Teichecho, and this week's parasha. So the parasha, because it doesn't really say what the amidir, it's more mashma, that the yisoidus of the parasha, which is a connection, but it says v'holach and mikeri, but the pshat is that Klal Yisrael is not going to see the Hashgacha Pratis. They're going to think everything is by chance. Everything happens is not from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Until we finally get into our heads, it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But in this week's parasha, the pasuk says a tremendous chiddush. Pachas Hashem lo yavaneto Hashem lekecho b'simcho v'tuv leiv v'miroiv koyel. The ganze toichacha. The ganze toichacha. All the oinshim, the terrible oinshims for one zach. Pachas Hashem lo yavaneto Hashem lekecho b'simcho. There's no simcha in our avodah. This was a four breast lift. This would be. But I'm saying, Ta'ash or Avarata with Simcha with two Leva. What's the pshat? That for not being upset, you tell me the guy with Mechal Shabbos, okay. The guy, Rahman al Slan, did the worst of it, the big three Averis, okay. Toichacha. Taka ate on Yom Kippur, McDonald's hamburger with cheese. Nocha Averis. A cheeseburger. It's on Yom Kippur. It's okay, but say the mom was Rahman al Slan. I mean, there's a guy's mom is stark. He had the mitzvah, tiktuk halacha. Say, there's no smile on his face. That's the gift of the Teichacha, it's a mach. The Tachash Levad, the Simcha, call it the Gazah. Next Shaila. Today we're just doing Shaila, there's no Teretz. So if we're looking for a Teretz, come back. No. State, the mice were holding 2 weeks from tonight. From tonight, it's already going to be. We're going to be in the Meshech Hayom Thursday, the greatest, the biggest, most important day of the year. Rosh Hashanah, kol boy oylem oyvum lefan of kifnei moroin, yed the mensch is nidoin. The most serious day of the year. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah in Parak Lamed Beis, we don't say Hallel because it's one of the most serious days of the year. It's a very unbelievable serious day. Everything's inside. And it's a Pella, but it's like, I was even just now a Kasha. The Chor HaOr, it's not a Kasha, it's not a Kiv Eg is a Kasha. It's mine a Kasha, it's a Porsche a Kasha. But the Mice, the Pella, the Gazach. The mahus of the yontif. Every yontif has a shame that tightens up the mahus. Mahus for the shmuz, the simcha, the tuvlev. The kids, every yontif has a shame, a tight mahus. Pesach, she posach avuseinu amitzray. Pesach, al posach, the sukkis. It's anani kovin, machlois rebelezim, sukkah yiral, rebelezim, sukkahs mamish, or anani akovin. But tight shav, what klai yisrael, the union of sukkahs, the union of the shmir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shvuis, the union of shvuis, the count of the shvuis, atzeres it's called, we spoke out what atzeres means. The name has a very, very tifa meaning. And here, the greatest yontif is coming up, Rabbi Yisrael. Happy New Year! What's the name of the Yontif? What's the name of the Yontif? New Year. You say your New Year card. Make sure they're selling it in the store down there. 10 New Year's card. Send to your fourth grade Rebbe a Happy New Year's card. The Chag of Yontif is coming up. Happy New Year. The New Year. Rosh Hashanah. Can't we come like a much deeper name, Rabbi Yisrael? For the one of the most chashuvah days of the year, that's all we could come up with. Happy New Year's. The Chorot Zepel. Someone should write this. One more ha'ara. I say this is dumb. The Balaturim says a murid ha'ara. He has his own mahal. The Balaturim has a murid ha'ara. In the ganze parsha from Bikurim, there's one ois missing. You're not going to find it. Everybody say, look as best as you can. You're not going to find it. Ois samach is not in the ganze parsha from Bikurim. The ois samach. All the other ois is. In the parasha of Bikurim, the ois samach is not. So he says a remesh, echad mishishim. It's a regular of 1 of 60. That's the ikedim of Bikurim, and the aimin of hatena begemat tena begemat 60. That's what the meram is it. But the ois samach is not in the parasha of Vosef. It's the ois samach. So I want to say like this: the milah of Bikurim. So what's the milah of Bikurim? The Yibin Yishloim shafta bria. He made a bria. And he made a tachas of the bria. He made b'nei Adam. He was boyre Adam arishoy. And the tachas of the bria, Rabbi Yisai, the ganze tachas of the bria was the chvoidi barasiv that we should recognize the Rebbeinu Hashem's presence in this world. That's the whole zach. The ganze yisoid of the ganze brias ha'olam of brias adam arishon in a nutshell, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Rebbeinu Hashem created a world, and there should be recognition from the ben adam that is a boyre, and we should remind him. And when the Ramban says in Soif Pashas Boy, that the whole tachlis of the Ramban, Soif Pashas Boy, the totals of the Nisim, all the Nisim are gloom, says the Ramban. In Pashas Boy, was that we should go into the base Knesses and recognize that concept of the Bari Oilam, the Yoimer, Briyoy Secho, Anachdo, we are Briyoys. A person comes to a portion Hakoro, that is a Boyre, that is Tafkir Abriyah. Now, in this tafkid, the more a person recognizes and sees where he has a place in that, his tafkid in that job, because everybody has a different tafkid, the more a person comes to the shleimus. And that yesoid is based in the ganze. The bria was made with seder, with order. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made in the bria a myriadika order, a myriadika seder. And the tafkid is the koyach of seder is to realize that there's a first and there's a last. There's a mahalach. And when I realize that there's a mahalach, I realize that there's purpose. If it's hefka, if it's helter skelter, so nothing me has any meaning. There's no tachlis. But if a person realizes that there's a tremendous order, there's an unbelievable seder to the mahalach advarim, is a male, a person has a hakorah understanding that there's a boire and there's a tafki. Because in this mahalach advarim, I have purpose. I'm part of that tahlich. I was created to be part of that tahlich, part of that mahalach. The yisoid of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai, why are we making a whole maimed of the Bikurim? We make a whole thing, you tie around a gemi, a piece of gemi, and you make a whole big zach of this Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai. Take it off, put it in a basket, a whole zach, and come up to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yisoid l'chayra is to make a big deal out of Bikurim, out of Bechor, out of first. Because when I give the first to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's an Eidos, it's a Hakara, it's an recognition and understanding, a deep understanding that he's the Kadmoy, that he preceded, he's the first. He gets first because he is first. He preceded the Bria. And to say that from he created the Bria, and the Bria has a Rishon. If it has a Rishon, there's an Akron, there's a Talich. I think very, very passionately, like that's the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah for Kerem. That's the essence. The yisoid, why it's called Rosh Hashanah, is that every year, the word Shana, Rabbi, you know what the word Shana means? Shana means to go over again. You go over something, right? It doesn't have necessarily purpose, but if there's a Rosh, something could go around and around in a circle that's going around and around. There's no head and there's no end. In order to know that there's a Seder, you have to have a beginning and an end. Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, it's the essence of the whole Yisoid of Briyas HaOilam. In fact, Adam HaRishon was created 6 days before. Rosh Hashanah was the day he was judged, went up a din. This was this man of Adam, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Boyri and the Dynamo. That's why the name Rosh Hashanah is not just, it's a mistake, it's not New Year's, Rabbi Yisai. That January 1st, Rabbi said, when the ball comes tumbling down. January 1st, that's Happy's New Year, Rabbi said. Change those cards! It's the head of the year! Happy head of year! Change the cards. Even art school doesn't translate it New Year's. It's the head of the year, not New Year's. That's January 1st. This is the head of the year because it has a Rosh. There's a Rosh, there's a beginning, and there's an end. And when there's a beginning and an end, there's order. And when there's order, I have a tafkid. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Where is my tafkid? What am I doing with my life? Where do I fit into the plan? Rosh means there's a head. There's a plan, there's a head. There's a mishalach advarim. How do I fit into this plan? And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. I had a tafkid last year. Did I do what I was supposed to do? That the thing should run orderly? Or didn't I do? If I did, I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give me more. But I want a better tafkid. I want to go up to lieutenant, general. I want a higher position. I did my tafkid in this orderly thing. I want a higher position. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the Yisoid. You know why there's no Samach? What's a Samach, Rabbi Yisrael? Circle. The Kurim, the whole Yisoid is what? There's a head and there's an end. Samach is a ois that goes in a circle. No beginning, no end. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos mechoil le'tzadikim. The Gemara says, Tanya says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzadikim. La'asid lava. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyim be'emse. V'oyim hazeh Hashem kivinu lai. In la'asid lava, we're all going to recognize when the point is the Yibayin Islam, we could be in that circle. There's no problem. But in this world, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos mechoil le'tzadikim. But in this world, if I say, with everything being covered up, that's a Moloch's job. They're covering up the whole matzah. My Moloch, that was the whole job. They took the milas of our mila, which we make a mila which represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu's shlit in this world. That's our ois bris, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's shlit on this world. And they chucked it up. They said, Bereshit, you take the milas, keep it for upstairs. Down here, helter skelter. Hefka goes. We can attack, we can do whatever we want. There's no order. Amalek, that was their competition. Amalek has got your suffix. They're here to make a suffix. They're here to make non-order. That's why Amalek, at the end of the day, we wipe out Amalek. Come to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi, I say, Rosh, there's a Seder, there's an order, there's a Mahalik. And when I know that, then I have a tafkid. Then I have a purpose. Then I know that there's something to do with my life. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Where's the nafkamina? Who chapped the nafkamina? The nafkamina is in the simcha from the avodah. A person lives his life and he doesn't know why he's getting up in the morning for shachris. He doesn't know why he's going to seder. He does it. He looks over his shoulder. The guy next to him is also going there. So he goes, you know, like the guy upstairs in the sky. He had a neck injury, you know, he's looking up and 60 people looking up in the sky trying to find something up there. And there's nothing there. The guy had a neck ache. That's it. Right, it's like we walk. They said in one shul, used to walk in, everybody used to download them like this. They said, well, you know, like they thought there was a new minig for the Yuga Vaser Rebbe to download them like this. And the teretz was that they used to have a big moedim chart in the visual of the shul. Everybody used to look at the sign. They bowed this, so they took down the sign after a while. Everybody used to download them like a different. You walk to the shul, and the shulman had mentioned they download them like this. And there was a one guy who was doing. You know, everybody followed him. They thought it was a different minig. It's a Moroccan minig with the Arbis. And here it is, everybody's bowing modem. We look over the show, why am I going to say that? Oh, that guy's going to say that. Why am I getting up? He gets up. You see your roommate get up, he doesn't get up, I'll sleep late. He gets up, I don't stay early. Going to say that this guy's going, he goes to Rav Asher, I'll go to Rav Asher, I don't know what's going on. He goes to Rav Asher, I'll go to Rav Asher, I don't know Yiddish, I'll go to Rav Asher, he goes to Rav Asher, I'll go to Rav Yankov, I'll go to Yankov, yeah, this. He eats across the street and burgers, I have to, you know, look like everybody else. He wears a Borsellino hat, I'll wear my Borsellino hat. Can't get a Bartoli, you know, because everybody's looking at me because I have the Bartoli. But a person who says that I have my own tafka in the Briya of Oisan, that's the Samach to the Cholatoy. And that's the end of the Toychachol. The Rishon is saying that you could be doing the mitzvahs, but you don't know where you're doing, you don't know what your tafka is, you don't know what you're in this order of Briya. And the Maisa is different, we have to get it back to the Briya. The Kresha has to make the Toychachol, we have to find out what we're doing over here, or else it will never come to its. Through it, the world will never come to the end. We gotta get to an end because it's a talich. Yeah, the mensch has a tafkid. We all have something to do in this world. Some in Kirov, some in Balabatim, some Rosh Yeshivas, Menalim, Cheder Rebbes, Balabatim, But everybody has a tafka, he has to feel it, but if he had this, he doesn't see there's no order to the Bria, so what am I doing here? What's my purpose? The David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Zog Chazal, the David Hashem Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah V'Yishi Yoyim HaKippur. What's the awe from Rosh Hashanah, boys? The few were saying it's Moirid. That's what the whole awe is about. That Rosh Hashanah, a person discovers that's a Rosh. If I have to use your brain, your noodle, if you go through Rosh Hashanah and just, you know, eat the head of the fish and just trying to see if you, this year I want to eat the eyeball and not eat the eyeball. And that's the whole deal. That's what you come out of Rosh Hashanah with. You ate a lot of honey cake. You know, and Baruch Hashem, you know, you ate some nice festive meals in Malo Dafna. So if that's all we come out of Rosh Hashanah with, all you're going to have is a tummy ache from the honey. But if you think it's Rosh Hashanah, you say, you know what? The Baruch Hashem showing his mouth. There's a head to the year. The Russian's giving out tough kingdom now. What's Rosh Hashanah first time? Every single little bit is decided. What's going to be my year? What's my task for the year? What's my purpose? What do I have to accomplish this year? What do I have to do in my life this year? That's the art from Rosh Hashanah first time. So instead of dreading the day of Rosh Hashanah, oh man, especially this year, 3 days, man, where am I going to get all those meals? That person has to walk into Rosh Hashanah beforehand to recognize there's a Rosh. There's a Rosh, there's a Ascholah, there's a Soif, there's an End, there's Tachlis, there's Ashkocha, there's a Mahalach, there's an order. And where's my purpose? Where do I fit in? So, Achreinu L'chayim, Melachavit B'chayim, L'mancho, for your purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have, and when a person finally realizes that I have a part in this part, in this play. I have a part in this play. No two faces are the same. No two minds are the same. Everybody has different koichas. This in Havana, this in Hasbara, this guy in Kiruv, this guy in this, everybody has a different tafkid. But a person thinks deeply into that I'm a little bit different than the neighbor. He grew up in Meir Sharm, he grew up in here, he's more, you know, introverted, I'm outgoing, and I have my own tafkid. So that gives a person meaning and purpose. There's no greater simcha than that. The samachta b'chol ha'toiv, when I realize there's a b'chol, there's bikurin. You're happy with everything, your lot. You're happy with your lot because you know you have a tafkid. And this is so important. Because no one's thinking about it. No one's thinking these days about it. What, do we talk to take a moment to think out? It's a moment of silence, like I said before, to Kiyah Shofar. Let's think what we're doing in the shul. The God's in feelings, he's screaming out. What are you doing there? The David Hashem Oiri. The guy in the shul, he's yelling, he's screaming, but there, he doesn't know what he's doing here. He needs to figure out the order, the Baruch Hashem's coming, there's a head to the year, there's a purpose. And where do I fit in? What's my task? How can I work on my avodas Hashem to fill my task in this part, in this play, in this mahal chabriyah? And that's the greatness of the Bikurim, that's the Tafkir of Yisrael. And that's the Tafkir of the Simcha of us. We have to get more Simcha in our Avodah. We're walking around like zombies of us. We should be walking around with tremendous Simcha of us. When a person knows he works in an office, and the office can't run without him, he comes into an office, and he knows he's the accountant, whatever, he's the there, and he's the CEO, CFO, CEO, this, for that. And he walks into the office, if he's not there, oh Bill, I missed you. The office just didn't run without you. You know what that makes the guy feel? The guy comes home at night, his wife says, Shlaima, you know, you're away for a week on a business trip, the house just didn't run without you. See, Mamish, you know, his undershirts are hanging from the chandeliers, his kid's shoe, he walks into the house, kid shoe falls right on his head, trips over the vacuum cleaner. His wife says, oh, am I happy you're home? The house couldn't just run without you. You know what that makes the guy feel? I mean, he doesn't want to start cleaning up the house, but that's a feeling. He feels like $1 million more. You feel good about yourself. You have simcha. Oh man, without me, it doesn't go. Without me in the office, the dance in my mouth doesn't work. The whole office falls apart. And that's how a person has to feel in Rosh Hashanah, person. Without me in the world, if you're still around, you made it to the end of the year, So Kodesh Baruch said, without you in the Bria could not run properly. Now it might have not run properly anyway because you didn't do what you're supposed to do 100%. So it could have been much better. It could have been an unbelievable Hashpah. The Hashpah could have been unbelievable. It could have had a much better year if you would have put a little more effort into the Tafkid. But if you're around, without you, it just doesn't run. And this is what we have to learn, Rabbi Yisrael. Yes, we have to learn about it. You know that they say the famous story. Everybody probably heard it a million times, but it's good to hear it again. I want to hear it again, so I'm going to say it out again. They say this happened. Everybody heard the story. Moshe Plutchik, I know him personally. He was up in the mountains, and he was in a summer camp, and he went to the base measure. There was a Blau Chubik, the guy who was going to art school, and he came over to Moshe. He asked a question, "Who are you?" And they were talking. And he said that, you know, he's learning Gemara, and he's just learning, he's enjoying it. And Lemaisa, you know, they got started getting a kasher. A couple of days later, he comes in again, I see this guy all depressed, all sad, all nebuch. He comes over to Moshe and he says, "No, you don't look the same, what's the problem?" He said, "Listen, you know, I'm working this art scroll tomorrow. I can't even read the English, you know, I have to get a dictionary to figure out the English and the art scroll, and you should know, I go to cancer, Rahman al-San, and my whole life is this, you know, I'm so frustrated, you know, like I learn, I can't really get it, I work at it, and deep down I have this feeling like, does the version really give, you don't care anything?" So Moshe told him that, you should know, unbelievable Hashkoch. Just last night, he heard a story of a guy, from a guy that had, on the radio or whatever it was, had gone to visit a conductor from a symphony orchestra, a major conductor. Forgot the name, everybody knows the name, probably. Anyway, he went to visit this conductor, and the conductor, he was trying to interview him, that this conductor was a brilliant man. He knew Hinamish well. He had performed at the greatest symphony orchestra all over the world, one of the most famous conductor, Rikitsa. And he was interviewing and he was saying, you know, he was talking how great he was. And he said, and the conductor says, "One second, I got to listen. There's a concert going on in London right now, or wherever it is, and I want to listen to the concert." And so he turned on the radio, wherever it was, he turned it on. And he said, "Nah, doesn't sound as good as it was." He says, "Well, it sounds beautiful." The guy was interviewed. He says, "What do you mean? It sounds amazing." He says, "No. They said there was supposed to be 17 violins. There was only 16. He said, "Come on. You joke, you're playing a game with me. You're not 16, 17. Because the guy called up the orchestra and he found out there was Paka, only 16 violins. Now, the shot is that he was a conductor, was able to hear because he was so attuned to the greatness of the coil of everything coming together. So Moshe Plutchik, it's his word, whatever, whoever said it, the Yugavaz Rebbe, he said that that's how it goes. But so we want to understand the etzem, how the Bria goes. The Yibayoshim is the master conductor, and he sees the whole Bria. And every single person that's in this Bria has a tafkid to create that unbelievable symphony orchestra, that unbelievable music that Kodesh Baruch Hu here. The Atam Kisvili as a Shira Hazoyz, maybe that's a remez. The Shira Hazoyz. That we all, each one of their struggles, he doesn't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger, he doesn't understand note 16 in the art scroll. It's two different understandings, but each guy's horrific with their mind. That creates the music of us, and that we have to realize. That's the simcha of us. That's the simcha. We want to have simcha in our life. Let's understand that we have a tafkid, and Beis Hashem, every year a tafkid gets greater, because the more we did, hopefully, and we accomplish, we have to go on to a higher path, and we got to get a higher job. Eiz Hashem, creating this great cover for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be Zeucha. Rosh Hashanah is coming, you know, it's hard. I'm asking to myself, you know, it used to be when I was a Bacha, many, many thousands of years ago, the dinosaur era, that a person, you know, felt Rosh Hashanah, you felt a little bit something in the air. It's Elul! You know, I used to feel it. I remember, I felt it. There was a sort of feeling. Today, I don't know. It's too bishvarigi. What's going on? You don't know who feels it. You got to feel a little bit. The boy said, we get into the mood of El, the mood swings. We got to get into the mood of El. The boy said, to feel. He's actually this year's soy. The boy said, to be curing my Yikisavo. Realize they had the order to the Bria. Realize there's a taf in the tachlis. He's actually brought that. If everybody, you know, it's a hard generation, you know, it's a very, very hard matzah. Yedizach is pulling us down, Yedizach is preventing our steiging, our growth. Yeah, there's that we do, Rabbi, saying this time, every small thing, I get a little bit into El, I take a Musa Sefer, something that talks to us, I don't care if it's some book from Mrs. Dvorah Wiener, her book about, I don't know, she said, that talks to you, I don't know. You know, not those books. I'm not talking about those books. But a book that talks to you, take a Musa Sefer, any book that talks to you, and Amaisa, you read it and it gets a little bit of his oyrus, but it gets his oyrus to that person. I have to do something in my life. It's a new year. Kodesh Baruch Hu giving me time. What am I going to do with it? He gave me the most precious gift in the world, Amaisa. The Chaim Shmuel always says, the Morris isn't in Kedushin, Daf Pei, my Yisoyin in order, Hashem Chai. Well, how could a person complain? He's alive. He's living. The greatest possible gift. So, Chaim Shmuel says, "What do you mean? The guy is talking about Eov. The guy has Mesurim." So he says, "Marshal to a lot of Dova to a guy that they call him from. They call him from the lottery. He just signed to the lottery. They call him from the lottery, and he said, Mr. Belchbaum, you just won $1 million.' And he jumps up and he says, wow! And he breaks his hand. Which was on the table. We're getting so excited. Do you think for 1 second?" That hand hurts like a punch from love. Do you think for 1 second he feels the pain of that hand? What's the shot? He got the most price. He just won $1 million. So the punch from love does his high in life. Life is winning the lottery, if I say. The guy's living. He's living. We know people last year were living, and they're not living anymore. If I say. It just didn't happen because they happened to be in a car accident, or they got this disease, that disease, because it was Nigzar Rosh Hashanah, Mi Ba'esh, Mi Ba'mayim, Mi Ba'zeh, Mi Ba'zeh. It's Nigzar Rosh Hashanah, but that's why he's not around today. Not because he fell out of a helicopter, he was riding a bicycle, and it flipped over 6 times, and a massive truck delivering eggs hit him head on. And not only got killed, but the eggs fell on his head. That's not why what do you mean he thought? He went into a tunnel, there was an egg truck, and boom, what do you expect? Scrambled eggs. That's that, you crack an egg, you make scrambled eggs. That's what happened. But I just read an article in Reader's Digest. The only quote from Sharmi's book, there was a story about a kid, I don't know which version, my wife showed me an article from Reader's Digest. It was in 2012, page 62. But anyway, it says over there was a story about a kid that was walking with his father, 7-year-old kid. You know the story? Okay, anyway. But anyway, so it was a 7-year-old kid that was walking with his father in the sand, in a certain beach somewhere. And there was a sand dune. He fell inside the sand dune. And the father said, he called him back. The father was digging away and he just couldn't get to him. And every time they kept digging, the sand kept falling down. And they kept digging. 1 hour, 2 hours, 23 hours, the kid was under the earth. Under the sand, it was that. And the Maisa, they finally got him. They brought these teams and they finally dug him out. He was unconscious, got him. They thought it was all the parents. They already took the police. They weren't trying to figure out what happened. The parents ran to the hospital. And he said, he's alive. He started bleeding from his head. And if he's bleeding, the heart must be pumping. So the mice said he was alive. And they took out the sand, took out all the sand from his tracheas. And 2 weeks later, he was home playing Monopoly with his brothers. Totally no brain damage. They said 1 hour under that thing, no breathing. It was a shy for myself. This guy, you know, Mamish, this guy, you know, went for a little swim and he's out. You know, he's gone. This guy was on, this kid said, he goes under the earth. Do you know what the answer is about that? Very simply. Cowboy Oilam Oilam Quantum. Jack McDonald from West Virginia, he gets judged also on Rosh Hashanah. This kid, whatever his name is, Nicholas, whatever his name was, he got judged on Rosh Hashanah and said he's going to live even if he fall into the earth. And this guy could be in his home and an airplane came into his living room. He was watching Bob Griffin show, the 6 o'clock news, and later on he became the 7 o'clock news. He was sitting in his house. I mean, come on, George. I mean, what are the chances with the Baruch Shem Zog? Like, Miba airplane. That's the Matthias. They have airplanes that fell on people's houses. Miba airplane. The Teretz is about to say, it's Nigzar. So a person has life. There's a gift from the Baruch Shem and the most precious gift. So what am I doing with it? Eating Gary Nimshids? I bought 2 pounds of shchorim and 1 pound of watermelon seeds, and Shabbos was mix and match. I do it with my nose now. The whole Shabbos he ate 16 pounds of garinim shells. And the whole Maror Tafna knows about it. He left the trail. You could track him down back to his mere dormitory. Straight. Follow the yellow brick road. That's the Shabbos. You have life. So what are we doing? We're helping others. We're giving to others. That's what Hashem is all about. We have a tafkid. We have a purpose. We have meaning. We get the message. To Samachta. We have the greatest of lives. People are depressed because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing with their lives. Mr. Hashem, Be'ezah Hashem, this year, especially now, we're preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, not for New Year's. Be'ezah Hashem, that this year will be Nichtav. For a year of life, but not just regular life. The mancha, the kimchayim. A year gebenched. Be'ezah Hashem, of chayim, of emes chayim. Of chayim, that Be'ezah Hashem, we give nachas to our families, to the Ribbono of Shel Olam. This year, Be'ezah Hashem, we'll zikh to that day. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Sit in that circle. Choyel. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Nogilo v'nis mechadon.